Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Is there any connection with the supernatural? There are many fascinating stories throughout the history of people claiming to have seen with their own eyes apparitions of themselves, a phenomenon commonly known as doppelganger. As we discussed in Doppelganger, Do Our Doubles Exist?, there are a lot of well-documented cases that suggest that the phenomenon of doppelgangers has been occurring for centuries. There are many theories as to why this happens, as well as controversies about how the phenomenon occurs. Some believe a doppelganger can only be seen by the person who is to be supplanted, but the reality is that doppelganger can appear to anyone. The phenomenon doppelganger is not very common, but when it happens it changes forever the life of all those who experience it. But in this publication we are going to focus on the paranormal connection, the emergence of the so-called evil twin or demonic entities. Could the doppelganger simply be the alter ego of a person manifesting himself? Or is it about demonic entities trying to supplant our identity with the sole purpose of causing harm in our name?
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan Larry Springhill, Josh, and the Illuma Mommy herself, Miss April. And on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, doppelgangers.
For once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Oh, Soup Kitchen Studio, here we are, yours truly, Red Dead 2019, gathered around the table.
Woof.
With the skeptic, the mom, and the beard, being real, getting real. We had a long week, folks.
Mm-hmm. You ain't fucking kidding, man.
Nope.
This has been a
It's only
week.
Thursday, guys. Come on. We still got Friday.
Wait, I thought it was a Monday.
Oh shit! Yeah, this comes out on a Monday.
Yeah, we recorded this and then posted it right away.
No shit, live.
I don't know days anymore. God damn it!
Every time someone presses play, we just start doing the show mm-hmm. from like here.
Eagerly waiting for someone to hit play.
Yeah. A little red light comes on.
Guys, we're live.
The red light kitchen.
Oh, yeah. The Soup Kitchen Studio, as you know it, full of drinky beverages. What do we got here? Red Bull, Monster. Suck you back to life, I guess, and a Arnold Palmer half and half.
Nice.
So good.
Me, I carry nothing because I have no drinky episodes anymore.
I mean, you literally can drink water. We didn't mean literally no drinks.
Yeah. You can have milk.
My mouth is like the Sahara.
You want some chocolate milk?
No, because I do this for the fans and I do this for us. So, yeah, I had a rough week. That's okay. I'm going to bounce back like a fucking centaur, kicking ass and being a centaur. So we got to talk about doppelgangers. I'm super excited. This is my own suggestion. This is something.
That's the sound of Ryan bouncing back. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So This is a subject that I always wanted to cover. I knew that if I ever did a conspiracy show, I would love to do this, because the couple of times that I've actually stumbled on YouTube footage or I've read anything, especially when it comes to like creepypastas about doppelgangers or movies, there's quite a few, which I guess Josh can bring those up when it comes to that. But like
creepypasta, anything by Chef Boyardee.
Oh, it's ooky spooky spaghetti. Oh, the ghosties, they swirl around your face. Oh, good. Baganoush, it's a delicious meatball.
It's a Wraith rotini.
Mario, what are we doing here? We do not know how to cook.
We stuff up the ravioli with the dead turtles.
Yoshi!
Perfect. All right, cut. Anyway, yes, you're going to hear a lot more accents tonight, I promise.
Woof.
Excellent.
So,
wouldn't they be like, if you're staying in with the show, you'd be doing an accent of yourself? Because doppelgangers, you'd be talking like yourself.
He's so smart. No, but truthfully, no, I get what you're saying. So, Josh, yeah.
Hi.
It's time to pull the Thunderbird to the side of the road, realistically, here, because we got to get real. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if there was a doppelganger of you, another person, a version of you that you met, would you fuck that person? Would you? You answered way too quick.
I'd fuck.
Larry's thought of this before.
I'm just asking, would you have sex with yourself if you met yourself?
I know I don't want anything in my butt, so right there, I mean.
Hey, you can do
if he's gonna blow you, are you gonna blow him?
No.
You wouldn't do a Larry on Larry 69.
No fickle fingers.
We'd tag team my wife though.
And you slap high fives the whole time.
Be an Eiffel Tower situation going
on. Good job, Larry 2.
Whoa, what if she got pregnant?
With Larry 2's kid.
What? No, how would you know whose it is?
Because we know Larry 1 can't have kids. It's been 20 years of marriage and there's no kids.
Oh, fair enough.
Do the math.
Fucking doppelganger. Did it again.
Of course, really twice as much disappointment for Aaron in the sex department. That's why I'm afraid of a three-way. It's like, do I really need to sexually disappoint two women at once?
That's a great...
I mean, it sounds great on paper, but that load's going quick. I'm sorry.
I get it. Josh, do you...
I'll be honest.
Larry started this off strongly, I might add.
Too strongly, like my sex life.
Threesomes are just awkward, though, so...
Oh, cool, mister. I've been in a million been in pornos. A
wow, okay.
Threesomes are kind of lame because, like, sometimes she's not sucking your dick the right way, and then he's not rubbing your balls the right way. Yeah, because Josh...
Was not with me, by the way.
No, I'm actually... I've been in one, so...
Well, excuse me, Mr. Clean Beard. I think it's time for you to speak. Would you fuck you?
Sure, why not?
Wow.
Because we would rub our beards together and see what happens.
Fire. Start a fire. Bang.
Fire.
No, just get tangled.
Be like if it's the Big Bang. Like.
Right. I get it. I get it.
Why not?
I would fuck two Joshes.
Okay, so you're saying hypothetically if he had a doppelganger and you're like, there's two of you, and you're like, I got holes.
Yeah.
Different area.
Yeah, for sure. If it was myself, though, no.
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 I'd be like, I know your insecurities, bitch.
Exactly. Although.
You would send her memes to make her happy.
I would, but I'm thinking, like, I feel like nobody would know my vagina quite like myself.
That's the question. That's why it's so that's why it's so intense.
Like, if anyone were to get me off, I feel like
probably myself
would be the most.
I'm pretty good at it.
That's the truth.
Myself. I know what you're saying. I know my own equipment pretty well.
Exactly.
And so you could say to your doppelganger, like, hey, I think you know,
give me the Wednesday morning special.
I don't know if I can get past the whole guy
guy on guy thing.
Yeah, it's just not my department. That's someone else's. That's higher up on the pay scale than I can handle.
Pay scale.
Well, a prostitute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Would I have sex with myself? No. Would I hang out with and become best friends with that person? Probably. I'd be like, where have you been my whole life?
It'd be drinking buddies. I'm in a podcast.
Hey.
So am I.
Hey.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Who bought the Two Hearted?
Oh, I did, bro. What?
Hold on. What if Josh's doppelganger hates video games?
Oh, my God.
Hates them.
There's no way.
Thinks it's just for children.
April's doppelganger hates Dutch food.
And kids.
Loves like paying too much for things.
Yeah.
Oh, what? I've overdrafted my account again? Great.
Ryan's is dry. Is a complete straight edge.
Straight edge.
Straight edge as it gets.
And each, yeah. Okay.
And a virgin.
And a... waiting, holding out for marriage.
Yep.
How about Larry's?
I would smack the fucking shit out of that guy.
Nah.
What about Larry's? What's Larry's doppelganger doing?
He hates
exercising.
Oh, he's an exercising farmer into country music.
New country. Because I like new country. I like old country.
Oh, everybody does.
He comes along. How are you my doppelganger? You're like...
He likes old country buffet.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, he loves Burger King too.
He loves Burger King. Hates cooking.
Hates Kit Kats.
I already want to punch this guy in the face.
He eats lots of cake though.
And as soon as they mention,
he likes cake over pie. What a dick. Pie's clearly superior.
Agreed. Guys, let's get into it. So, okay. And girl. So doppelganger, right? According to the Wikipedia article, a doppelganger, which is German, literally double goer, is a non-biologically related look-alike or double of a living person, sometimes portrayed as a ghostly or paranormal phenomenon and usually seen as a harbinger of bad luck. And every story I read, basically it was that. Like, they're like, I see me. And then they're like, I lost my job. My kids died. And my feet are on backwards. Like, everything just went wrong all of a sudden. So.
If your feet were on backwards, do you think you'd walk backwards or forwards?
I think you'd be so confused.
You'd still walk forwards. I think
you'd probably walk forward and just fall. Yeah. You just fall because your feet are like.
Unless you had chicken legs that bent the other way.
Oh, true.
Oh, Baba Yaga.
See, Baba perfect. Yaga episode.
But then you just that'd just be backwards legs, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
chickens
are
scary.
Other traditions and stories equate a doppelganger with an evil twin. In modern times, the term twin stranger is occasionally used. The word doppelganger is often used in more general and neutral sense and in slang.
Perfect. Twin strangers.
Yeah.
Could have been a TV show.
Could have. To describe any person who physically resembles another person. Now, the word doppelganger is a loan word from the German doppelganger.
Oh, I like double.
I see. I'm seeing double strudels.
Double sided bratwursts.
Hey, favorite thing to put on your bratwurst?
Oh,
mustard.
Oh, yeah.
Brown spicy for me.
Yeah, spicy mustard.
That's it.
I mean, boy,
that's it.
It came right out. Pickles I like, but yeah, it's got to be the brown mustard. The spicy brown mustard.
Yep. It has to be a good bun.
It has to be
a nice. Toasted?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nope.
No. Because you want to soak those juices in.
Okay.
Steamed bun.
Great
Nothing.
Bun.
Nothing.
I don't like bratwurst.
Oh.
An almond.
My favorite sausage.
The German says she
not mine
want
either,
that.
But I mean, it's good.
No, it's something that, like, the spices in it. I'm just, ugh. And it's like too chunky.
Is that
like
why we haven't had it in 6 years?
It's like a smoother meat.
She doesn't
don't
like
a meat
veiny. Kielbasa is superior, though, I think.
Yeah, agreed. I like a good Polish
sausage.
Or did
you call them bratwurst hunks?
That explains why we haven't had bratwurst since we got together.
No, because it's gross.
Sorry, Josh. We'll have to go out for bratwurst.
I need to go have some bratwurst with you, Larry.
Go out to the ballpark and get a bratwurst.
Yep, you guys can enjoy your lumpy meats together.
Now, English speakers, according to mythology, have only recently applied this German word to a paranormal concept. Francis Gross's Provincial Glossary of 1787 used the term fetch and said, defined as the apparition of a person living. Fetch?
That's so fetch.
As the
Trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Catherine Crowe's book on paranormal phenomena, The Night Side of Nature from 1848, helped make the German word well known. However, the concept of alter egos and double spirits has appeared in the folklore, myths, religious concepts, and traditions of many cultures throughout human history. In ancient Egyptian mythology, a ka was a tangible spirit double, having the same memories and feelings as the person to whom the counterpart belongs. The Greek princess presents an Egyptian view of the Trojan War in which a ka of Helen misleads Paris, helping to stop the war. This is depicted in Euphrates play Helen in North mythology. A Vardagr is a ghostly double who is seen performing the person's actions in advance. In Finnish mythology, this is called having an Italian, a first comer. The doppelganger is a version of the Inaku, a personification of death in Breton, Cornish, and Norman folklore. So there's a lot of versions of this, the double.
Yeah, but it all boils down to the same thing.
Right.
He's got a goatee and a twirly mustache.
So,
or she.
Is he? Oh.
According to ancientorigins.net, they have a history of doppelgangers, and we'll go through this before we take a break. But basically, Doppelgangers, the Mythology of Spirit Doubles by April Holloway reads as such. The mythology of spirit doubles can be traced back thousands of years and was present in many cultures of the past. Like we said, we mentioned all the different kind of cultures that took that on, holding a prominent place in ancient legends, stories, artworks, and in books by various authors. Perhaps the most well-known reference to spirit doubles or alter egos is the doppelganger, a word still used today to refer to a person that is physically or behaviorally similar to another person. Doppelganger is a German word meaning, like we said before, a double goer, and refers to a wraith or apparition that casts no shadows and is a replica of double of a living or double of a living person. So Larry sees a Larry.
Mm-hmm.
He likes new country.
Mm-hmm.
And he hates weed. His hat's backwards. His jacket's white.
I'm going to punch this guy.
Yeah.
Right in the throat.
No glasses on.
And when he talks about politics, he means it.
Right.
This guy sounds like a dick.
So, when you were to see one of these creatures, it was an omen of bad luck or even signs of impending death.
So you're calling Larry a creature now?
Not Larry OG. Not Larry OG sitting next to me, who had salad with me, who had a good time with me.
We did. We had fun.
Can't rhyme with me that many times.
I don't care. I'm not a rapper.
G.
So now, a doppelganger seen by a person's relative or friend was said to signify that illness or danger would befall that person, while seeing one's own doppelganger was said to be an omen of death. Some accounts of doppelgangers, sometimes called the evil twin, suggest that they might attempt to provide advice to the person they shadow, but this advice can be misleading or malicious. They may also attempt to plant sinister ideas in their victim's mind or cause them great confusion. For this reason, people are advised to avoid doppelgangers. One of the most famous depictions of doppelgangers comes from the 1851 sketch, an 1864 watercolor called How They Met Themselves by Dante Gabriel Rossetti. According to interpretation, two medieval lovers are walking through the woods at twilight when they encounter their doubles who glow supernaturally.
Mm-hmm.
The man draws his sword in astonishment while his lover appears to collapse in a deathly swoon. Doppelganger imagery occurred in poems Rossetti admired, such as Elizabeth Barrett Browning's The Romaunt of Margaret and Poe's Silence. So, while doppelgangers' cases are said to be works of fiction, there are a number of real-life cases in which individuals claim to have met their sinister duo, which we're going to get into now. Among the most noteworthy is Abraham Lincoln's experiences chronicled by Noah Brooks in his book Washington in Lincoln's Time, 1895. According to his account, soon after Lincoln was elected in 1860, he arrived home one day and looked into the bureau mirror where he saw himself reflected in double. Lincoln said, quote, nearly at full length, but my face had two separate and distinct images, unquote. Lincoln noticed that although the images were nearly identical, one was, quote, a little paler, say five shades than the other, unquote.
Ooh, and you know he's not lying.
No, because...
he's honest.
He's honest, Abe. His wife was said to be very worried and told Lincoln she believed that the paleness or half the dual image was a bad omen, which meant that Lincoln would serve his first full term, but would not live to finish the second.
Why?
Because he would go see a play. The subject of the double has a long history, particularly in literature and Greek mythology. Narcissus falls in love with his own reflection, which I've heard that story.
Mm-hmm.
And in Gothic tales such as Edgar Allan Poe's William Wilson, James Hogg's private member.
James Hogg.
Private member.
These are my private memories. I put my dick in front of a shaven beard man's mirror. And I saw double hog stick. And I said, that dick's haunted. It's three shades grayer than my own staff, it is. James Hog here.
Haunted dick.
What a haunted dick.
Ew. It doesn't shoot cum, it shoots cotton.
What?
I'm a haunted dick. I don't produce the stuff that you want. I produce the stuff that you don't need. I'm a haunted dick. I'm just saying.
Like, what? What if, like, it was, like, malicious, though? Like,
malicious say, dick?
Say, malicious, like, haunted dick.
By the way, band name.
Malicious,
malicious dick. Dick.
Mm-hmm. Malicious dick.
Yeah. Like, that sounds like his maliciousness or whatever.
Maliciousness.
Maliciousness.
It goes out to the younger guys who are starting bands. Malicious mm-hmm. dick. Take
yep.
it.
It's all yours.
Like, imagine you're, like, wearing shorts, like, you know, mm-hmm. basketball shorts.
You got a boner?
Hot summer day.
You got a boner?
You don't have a boner.
Oh, it's hard to not happen. Especially when you have gym shorts and you see, like, a hot pair of tits.
Well, no. I'm saying, like, with this malicious, nice haunted dick.
Trying to be all over for everybody.
If you could be just chilling, not have a boner, and all of a sudden it just comes down your leg.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
What are you talking?
You're saying
about?
I have a malicious flaccid dick that's okay, so it's a malicious dick that comes when it wants to.
Yes.
So it comes with
like when your doctor's giving you an exam.
He's like, "Ah, god damn it.
Mm-hmm. You had a funeral?"
You had a funeral?
So that was,
my puppy just got hit by a semi.
I can't stop coming. I just ran over a school of
your
turtles.
Wife's giving birth.
Oh, God.
She's like, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why are you coming on the doctor's chest? This is the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm. When you're skydiving.
Yeah, just.
Oh, my eye.
That poor guy strapped to your back.
Yeah. And it has a great arc, so it just hits him right in the googles, the right googly eyes.
But hits him in the back of the throat and kills him instantly.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Pull the fuck. Oh, God, I killed
Jesus
him.
On the cross.
Oh, God. Oh.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Taking a dump. A nice hangover shit, too.
Oh, my God.
Just coming on that wet, warm shit. So, I don't even know how we got here.
But then when you're James trying Hogg, to actually have sex.
When you're getting pat down by the police.
Like, you're actually trying to have sex
nothing.
To do it? Nothing.
Nope. Wet noodle.
Yep.
Wet noodle.
Mm-hmm. It's like trying to put ice cream through an eyelet in your shoe.
Okay.
Awfully specific, but I think that would be. I get it.
See, this is the thing. We take you there, listeners. Yep. We take you to those mm-hmm. places. We give you these hypotheticals, but we also yep. take you there.
That's right. You're the guy next to Jesus, and he's just sitting there.
You imagine how annoying that is, Father. I died for their sins, and he looks over, and the dude's just like he's just got it coming. Like, excuse me, sir. I'm Jared of Bethlehem, and I was
Jared.
I was just in the wrong
place. Jared of Subway. I sinned.
Oh boy,
this fucking cross sucks, right? Eh? How do you say your name? Jesus. Oh, comes to find out that's Ryan's oldest relative. Anyway, continuing on with the podcast.
Turn water into wine.
That's right.
And wine into semen.
One of the earliest references may be in the Zurvanite branch of Zoroaster. This honestly, if I showed you this, you'd be like, that's not a word. It's Zoroastrianism. This sect distills the general abstract duality of Zoroastrianism into a concept of manifest twins born of a monist time in which, in this cosmic model, the twins Ara Mazda and Angra Manya were co-eternal representatives of good and evil. So the idea is that it's a good and evil person. So it's like Larry who shows up on time and edits a podcast, or Larry who doesn't, or AKA Ryan.
Ryan who shows up on time.
I'm the bad one. I am the host of this podcast.
He kicks the door down with a cigarette.
Like, hanging throw it out, and I'm like, Asher, put it out.
But collar on popped on his leather jacket, but he's on time.
It's like, no, that's good, Ryan.
He's early.
Well, anyway, in ancient Egyptian mythology, a ka was a tangible spirit double having the same memories and feelings as the person to whom the counterpart belongs. In one Egyptian myth entitled The Greek Princess, an Egyptian view of the Trojan War, also known as Helen, was used to mislead Paris of Troy, helping to stop the war. So there's always a balance with these things. It's very similar to the devil and the angel on the shoulders scenario that we saw from cartoons as kids. Norse folklore describes entities known as Vardugr, ghostly beings that preceded their living counterparts, taking their places at various activities and performing their actions in advance. The spirit with the subject's footsteps, voice, scent, or appearance and overall demeanor precedes them in location or activity, resulting in witnesses believing they've seen or heard the actual person before the person physically arrives.
Wow.
This bears a subtle difference from a doppelganger with a less sinister connotation. Now,
that's a good example of a doppelganger.
Yeah. Well, also
Owen Wilson and Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay. I can see that. Wow.
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 Wow. What if that's what his dog sounds?
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow.
People,
you like some food? You a good boy? All right. All right. All right.
What's that standing in the field over there?
Cow.
Cow.
Oh, I see it. It's right next to the...
Can you put that together?
Oh, God. These are the worst Josh jokes ever, and I love them.
I like them. I like them.
No, I love them. I love them. People from the Orkney Islands in Scotland feared small fairy-like creatures called trolls. According to legend, trolls would give birth to children who were apt to be sickly. Pregnant women were carefully guarded from the trolls, who would often steal healthy human babies and replace them with their own children, known as changelings, which is also a movie that I've seen. Who would transform into exact replicas of their stolen children. So it's like, I think it's kind of an explanation for why their kids became sickly. Again, I think a lot of it comes from just like storytelling late at night. They're like, oh, my kid was beautiful when he was born, but now he's puking green soup and his head's spinning in circles.
I don't get it. We fed him the burnt body of his grandfather who had tuberculosis. I don't know why he's getting sick.
We've been force feeding him whiskey and fucking cigars since he was born. I thought that was what all in, you know, people did. Anyway, so many Native American creation myths likewise provide for the role of dualistic twins. Hopi legends refer to the twins who are called the child of the sun and the child of the water. The Hopi hippies also believed in duality between the upper world and the underworld. Whatever is happening here in the upper world, the opposite is happening in the underworld, which plays into pop culture, and we'll get to that. So where did belief in spirit doubles come from, and is there any real truth to them? While many today still believe in the existence of a double self, some scientists believe the phenomenon occurs based on injuries or stimulation to certain parts of the brain, which cause errors in spatial reasoning. Others believe it is the result of a vision hallucination, or that we live in a parallel universe in which everything in this world is replicated in another dimension. Whatever the real truth behind doppelgangers, belief in the spirit double has instilled both fear and wonder in people for thousands of years. We're going to take a break. When we come back, all the segments you know and love.
Maybe it's just a coincidence that all of these people had seen their doppelganger before their untimely demise. After all, not every case ends in death. Like the story of Emily Sagi, a school teacher in France. Despite being kind and friendly, she had a difficult time keeping a job. She was fired 18 times from multiple schools because her doppelganger was terrifying everybody. On numerous occasions, staff members and students claimed to see a second Emily standing right beside her, mimicking her every movement. But the most famous incident was during a sewing class at an all-girls school. The room was filled with 42 students, with the supervising teacher sitting in the front. The room had giant windows that faced the garden, and everybody could see Emily, energetically and happily picking flowers. For whatever reason, the supervising teacher left the room. Suddenly, the students noticed that Emily's movements were slowing down, like her energy was being drained from her. Then, in the empty teacher's chair at the front of the classroom, a figure appeared. It was Emily. The girls couldn't believe what they were seeing. There were two Emilies, both in plain sight. They tried speaking to the figure in the chair, but she didn't respond. So one girl mustered up the courage to try and touch her. She slowly approached the apparition, reached her hand out, and passed her hand right through it. "What does it feel like?" the other girls asked. "Like thick cobwebs." Then the doppelganger disappeared. The girls looked out the window to see the real Emily as she continued to walk through the garden as before. The horrified girls told their parents, who then complained to the school staff and had poor Emily fired again. Despite the many appearances of her doppelganger, Emily herself had never seen it.
My maid. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I wish I knew, but I can't. I'm just Rad Dad 2019. Second segment full of all the segments you know and love. We're going to get into a few.
Ryan's doppelganger can do perfect accents.
I know.
As Josh is.
Like 90 of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Josh's every doppelganger ethnicity. Is clean shaven.
Uh-huh. Oh, yuck.
Wow.
Globalnews.ca says your doppelganger exists according to science, and here's why.
Because your dad was a hoe, or your mom was a hoe. Maybe both were hoes.
I saw someone who looked just like you! Exclamation point. You probably heard this at least once in your lifetime, but are people who look exactly like us possible? Michael Sheehan, an assistant professor of neurobiology and behavior at Cornell University, says it is. He concluded in a recent study that our faces have evolved due to the importance of individually of being hot.
Mm-hmm.
Our faces have evolved due to the importance of individuality to our species.
Ooh.
Think about it. You walk down the street and you see a multitude of faces. How many look almost the same? Now take a walk in a park and look at this. Look at the squirrels bandying about. Can you really tell them apart?
We're the Beatles. We're squirrels, but we're the Beatles. We're bandying about.
I don't even know what.
Okay, here we go. Here comes the rant. The squirrels, the Beatles are replaced with the squirrels. Mm-hmm. What do we change the song titles to?
Oh,
hey, nuts.
Hey, nuts.
Hey, nuts.
You really hoard. Let's see.
Hard nuts night.
Oh, that's
wow.
It's been a hard nuts night.
That's a bad one working like a
dog.
Oh my gosh.
Say you say me. That's when he went up solo. You don't forget Paul McNutt knees solo career.
Let's see if there's Paul,
Tails.
Paul McCartnut.
Paul McCartnut formed the band Tails.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's squirrels, what kind of noise is a squirrel? So it'd be like
squirrels on the run.
Squirrels on the run. You. Watch out for that car. Squirrels on the run.
You say goodbye and I say
oh, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that was a good side tangent. So yeah.
The day that they shot John Nutton. Very sad.
Happiness is a warm nut.
It's a warm nut. Yep. That is so true. It was so goddamn true.
I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is getting nutty.
Yeah, when John married Yoko,
yeah.
Wait, what just happened there?
I stroked out for a second.
I was really upset when I heard about Mark David Chapnut
shooting
John.
Yeah, very sad. Very sad.
Very sad. Mm-hmm.
Continuing on. Now, Michael Shannon.
Ringo Squirrel is a great drummer, though.
I knew. Just give Larry a premise. We'll be all right. Michael Shannon, an assistant professor of neurobiology and behavior at Cornell University, like I said before, says that it is possible for there to be duplicates of ourselves. He concluded in a recent study that our faces have evolved due to the importance of individuality to our species. Think about it. You walk down the street and you see a multitude of faces. How many almost look the same? Now take a walk in a park and look at the squirrels bandying about. Can you really tell them apart? Humans are really phenomenally diverse, but you don't see that in other species. So he's mentioning that, like, there's a lot of dogs that look very similar.
No, I mean, really, Chewy looks nothing like a Great Dane.
Well, look at our cats.
Cats, I think, do very a lot too.
Lady doesn't look like a bulldog at all.
No, I think it's.
Well, what I meant is realistically, we have Ray and we have Luna.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of the fact that Luna weighs 7,000 pounds,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They look remarkably alike.
Right on. So what about the stories we read and the accompanying photos where two people definitely look strikingly similar? So how do you explain that? It might be a case of our genes running out of options. Quote, it's like a Rubik's Cube. You can get a lot of variation, Sheenan said. However, there's sort of a numbers game to it. So eventually, a lot of those eventually hit the same, you know? Though our features may vary than any other animal, our genes do not. In fact, we aren't that genetically diverse. So eventually the numbers would dictate that mm-hmm. certain features resembling yours and will randomly combine.
You snowflakes.
And that doesn't mean they are an exact duplicate of you. Take a look at the doppelgangers. They might have the same smile, same color eyes, but
dogs
look closer,
getting fresh with you.
You will undoubtedly spot something that isn't quite exact between the two. There's also the case of our brains. If you've ever been told you look exactly like someone only to wonder what is wrong with your friend's eyesight, it's a perception thing. While we know ourselves best, we've seen our own faces every day almost since the day we were born. Our friends might see a few similar features that stick out to them and equate them with looking exactly like you. Still, it's interesting that our facial attributes are like a spinning wheel of features. With 7 billion people in the world, it's fun, if not a bit eerie, to think that someone out there looks as much like us that even we have to do a double take. Well, I'm thirsty, so it's time for some fucking pop culture.
It's time for the Pop Culture Minute with Josh. Sonic Boom!
Our dog's living his best life right now. Okay, guys. For reals, you know where I'm going to go with this, but I'm going to put a little... Because doppelgangers by themselves, that's kind of specific, but what is a doppelganger? It's two things that look exactly alike. So I'm going to go with doppelgangers and or twins. Your favorite media involving twins or people that look remarkably like a doppelganger. And we'll start with Larry.
Boy, that's a good... I'm going to say with for Twins, the movie. That was funny. For television, I'll go with Full House.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they never had them both on the screen at the same time, did they?
Uncle Jesse had twin boys.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Uncle Jesse had twin boys. The Cockatoo Twins for music.
Okay. I have no idea who that is.
Oh, it's an 80s.
Huge for shoegaze.
New wave fan. Yeah.
It's new wave and shoegaze.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of video games.
Oh, there's so many.
Double Dragon. Double Dragon. Oh, they were twins?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, pixely, yeah.
Sure.
Double Dragon 2 is like one of my favorite video games of all time.
Would you count Wario as a doppelganger to Mario?
I would say there's some, because they made Waluigi.
It's like they could have thought a little more on the name. But I know. Whatever.
Yeah. Just put a wah. Just put a wah. Wah.
Why, Yoshi?
Yeah, why? Where's that guy? Yeah.
Mario, I think he's got an indigestion.
And I will pull one out of my head. I'll go Tiki and Rondé Barber. Oh. Twins who played in the NFL.
Nice.
I'm going to say the movie Us. It's about doppelgangers.
Yes, it is.
And you should see it. It's also one of the best horror movies I saw in the last year.
Nice. That's actually our next movie we're going to watch.
Love it.
We were going to watch either that, or we had a couple other movies we were thinking about, but because we had the time to be able to watch a longer movie last night, we picked Gladiator.
That's good idea.
I'd never seen it before.
It's so good.
20 years old. I can't believe that.
Are you not entertained? So are you not arthritic? No.
Oh, you best know I quoted the, my name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Like,
Maximus testicles.
Like, this is one of the coolest moments in Hollywood film history, in my opinion.
My name is Maximus Dickus. I have a squirrel in my... I mean, damn it.
Squirrel on the run.
Us, I've heard great things about it, but what else you got?
Twins. I would say that...
I heard they're going to remake Twins, by the way.
Yeah, but it's going to be triplets, and it's going to be with Eddie Murphy, and he's going to be their third... he's going to be the third sibling. Arnold,
really?
Danny DeVito, and Eddie Murphy, and it's triplets.
Oh, God. That's
the dumbest thing ever. As long as Eddie... They let Eddie sing some songs, it'll be fine.
Always likes to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to think of a lot of twin or duplicate stuff off the top of my head. Now, I do really enjoy the famous, like Larry brought up Full House. Obviously, there were twins on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And they became like a cultural phenomenon. Do you guys think that those two are creepy?
No.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen?
I mean, considering they grew up the way they did, I think they did okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably the more successful of the child actors.
Don't see them with a drug or alcohol issues. Mm-hmm. They have started their own businesses.
Oh, yeah. They dabbled there. I can't remember. I think it was... who's the one that was with Heath Ledger? Was that Ashley?
Yeah.
She had a bad drug problem.
She supposedly supplied him with the drugs that killed him.
Mm-hmm. But That being said,
I thought that was just a rumor, but now never proven.
I don't know.
Hmm. There's a lot of like Hollywood insider, like
I heard from a, and I heard from a frog, and then I heard from a Starbucks barista dressed like a frog.
Like, I like how anytime someone dies of drugs, they never supplied themselves with their own drugs.
Yeah.
Well, someone else always scored it for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Sergeant, we found.
Unless they're growing the whatever.
No, they score it for themselves.
Oh, okay. I see.
Like going out and buying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
April?
I'm going to say movies. Parent Trap.
Mm.
It's an excellent twin movie. They originally think that they're doppelgangers, but then they're like, oh, wait, your dad's my dad. Your mom's my mom. That's fucking weird. And then they switch places. It's a good, it's a really good movie. And that was like Lindsay Lohan's. I mean, I know there was the original Parent Trap, but that was like one of Lindsay Lohan's first.
That was prior like, to
yeah, that's
going off the rails.
Yeah, that was.
And doing rails.
That was, that was innocent Lindsay Lohan. Another twin TV show that I always loved was Sister Sister.
Oh!
With Tia and Tamara Mowry.
Sister, sister.
Mm-hmm. That was, I always liked that show. I think that was that Disney or was that like,
yes,
TGIF? Some,
Nickelodeon
I don't
or Disney.
Something like that.
Somehow surprised that the 80s wasn't just full of twins.
Yeah.
Television shows.
What?
Like if they're one just became, looking at each other.
Yeah.
Who are you?
They do the same hand motions.
Yeah.
And then the, one, has, the one has the one has overalls, the other one has like dress and like pretty makeup on. Yep. And they're just like
doing the hand like they're looking at each other in a mirror.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure this show must have had some sort of twin action.
Probably.
Yes. Scully twin action?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Mulder, Mulder, we got a report. There's a swarm of alien twins at Area 51. We have to investigate.
Well, remember, she's the one that didn't believe in it. She was the skeptic. She was the Larry.
Scully. I'm sorry, Scully. We have to go to Roswell, New Mexico. The truth is out there.
The nerds are coming to attack us.
Right. Yeah.
Music, though. Is it Proclaimers? It's the twin.
Yes.
Yep. With a good pull.
I will say.
Scottish twin duo.
Yeah. You just reminded me. There's a band called Cursive who put out an album called I Am Gemini about two twin brothers who are separated at birth and then they kill each other at the end. It's really fucking. Wow. It's epic, like rock album. Cursive is amazing. One of my favorite. It's helping me out right now because they write a lot about breakups.
I'm going to go on a stretch here. Duran Duran.
Right on.
The.
I like it.
It's because the name's whatever.
Duality.
Yep.
Josh.
Yeah.
Is that everything for you?
Yeah.
I can't believe no one said the Mario Brothers because in the original Mario 1, they look the exact same. Mario and Luigi.
All the pixels.
Hey, it counts, man. But by the way, it's...
I'm a brother. He takes on my fashion sense.
My daddy is spewing 8-bit loads.
By the way, Double
Dragon. That's why we look at the same.
Double Dragon Brothers are Bimmy and Jimmy Lee.
Wait a minute.
Bimmy? That's such a Japanese making up an American name.
That sounds, yeah, Japanese.
It's Billy. It's Billy. making bad references. But I'm going to say that as far as video games, it's going to be Final Fantasy VI with Edward and Sabin, two of the main characters in Final Fantasy VI.
Nice.
Harry
Potter.
Some
twins.
Harry and Carrie.
Ron and... Russell and... I forget their names.
Bustle.
Fred and George.
By the way, Harry Potter, thanks for stealing my thunder.
Oh, sorry, dear.
Thunder.
Hey. You asked.
Yes, right.
I do
any other ones?
I want to ask a question before we end this segment because I just think it's fun. Does anybody at any point in your life, doesn't matter if you were when you were a little kid or even to today... have a person that people have told you that you look a lot alike?
At one point in my life, when I was maybe a little bit skinnier, I had longer hair and was really scruffy, but not so much a beard. And coincidentally, because this time he had the look, at one point I was mistaken for being Jack Black.
Okay, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
April, did you ever have
a free IHOP for that?
Nice.
Yeah, because they thought I was Jack Black. I was out with a buddy of mine. I'm like, yeah, play. Let's play along.
That's amazing.
I like
There was a time when I was in, it would have been like high school. And I had, and this is one of those that I don't see it at all, but people brought it, like multiple people that I know mm-hmm. didn't talk to each other brought it up. And they're like, oh my God, you remind me so much of Donna from That 70s Show. I was like, I don't, like I watch that show. I don't see it.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, it's that whole perception thing that you see yourself every day.
Yep.
Right.
The only one I ever heard, it was from one person, so take it for what it's worth. This is when I was in my 20s. He said I looked like Bruce Willis before he lost his hair.
I can see that.
I don't see it at all, but...
I would say this would be like beardless Larry, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, this is no beard.
Because I remember those pictures, but yeah, I could see that.
I think right now, between the hair and the beard and the glasses, you're channeling like a Ron Swanson...
Yes.
I see.
The more sophisticated older Larry is a Ron Swanson.
Mm-hmm.
I've always...
One of my favorite characters on television of all time, too.
I've always got, especially from like girls I dated, Gary Sinise.
I was just going to mm-hmm. say Gary Sinise yeah. or Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I get mm-hmm. that a lot, too. Yeah. No. Like Batman era and like mm-hmm. Gary Sinise, I think it was... what is it? Of Mice and Men.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I did have one more.
Okay.
All I said was games.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say something that none of us brought up. Wrestling. My favorite twins. The Bellas.
I'm an Uso guy.
Ah, yeah. They're twins, too.
I like the cereal booty boys.
They're not twins. They're just
cereal booty boys.
I know. They just think they all look alike.
Oh! And abort, abort.
And that's been your pop culture.
We'll edit that part out. You know, I see a little Amy Schumer in April.
I do too.
Is like where? In her nose?
And the funny girl that can like, hang out and joke with people. Can joke with the boys and not be, but also in appearance too. I could see that too in her smile.
I thought we were talking about shrink rays. Never mind.
Okay. Don't just ignore him.
Whatever happened.
Yep.
Guys, gal.
Mercy.
We're headed for our next segment, which means it's time for us to go into some
good
Yahoo Answers.
Yahoo! Ah, yes. Ooh, I like this.
Yes, I do too.
This is like...
I wanted to sit...
Saucy.
At a tiki lounge.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see they're opening a tiki lounge in Grand Rapids?
Yes, I gotta go.
We're going.
Okay, we're going.
Strike in reverse. What are we doing at a tiki lounge with this music in the background? What are you drinking?
We're drinking.
What are you munching on? Like
chips and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. With
I'm not a mixed drinker, little flavory drinky. I'm probably going with Corona with a lime.
How about you, Ryan?
Ice cold, two-hearted.
Yeah, we knew that.
Pina colada.
Just like the natives.
Yep. Yeah. Pina colada for me. When in Rome.
Yeah.
I'm going to have...
Ow. A heart attack, apparently.
Dog's clawing up my leg. I'm going to do the chips and salsa, mm-hmm. but I'm going to one-up my chips because when in Rome, and they're going to be lime chips.
Oh, I was going to say guacamole as well.
Ooh,
lime chips and lime mild salsa. And
yes. Lime. You nailed the chips.
Mm-hmm.
And then my drink, because this is where we are, we're like enjoying this exotic scenery. I'm going to go outside of my norm of having just a cold beer and say a mojito.
Ooh, I like the dance he did when he said that.
I know.
Mojito. Oh, Lord. Anyway, so Yahoo Answers. I looked up doppelgangers and found this interesting entry. This one is titled, I Saw My Doppelganger. This was years ago, but thinking about it still makes me want to sleep with the lights on. I woke up when it was still dark, feeling like it was morning, and that's it. That's literally
you looked into a mirror, pal.
Yeah, right? That's what that was. Best answer from Red Hat Mujer 777. I've also heard that doppelgangers are death omens, but I'm really not sure about that because years ago I saw the doppelganger of my mom in the bathroom mirror and she is still alive and well. I really have no idea what it could mean, but I understand why you were so scared by it. In fact, your experience sounds a hell of a lot scarier than mine because you actually saw yourself and not another person. I have no idea how terrifying that must have been for you. I've also heard theories that a doppelganger is actually something else, such as an elemental, trying to impersonate someone that you know so they can watch without being seen. Another theory I've heard is that a doppelganger is actually a replica of yourself, i.e. string theory, and is something that you could have done in your life but chose not to do, like the road not taken.
Ooh.
I'm not so sure about this theory, though, because I really don't see how my mother could have chosen to be inside the mirror instead of asleep on her bed. Yep. Death omens. This one says from user Tire Marks, wrote back in 2007, my girlfriend, ex now, was asking me why I wouldn't talk to her. I was asking her what she was talking about because I was at work when she said she seen me. I shrugged it off and went about my day. About 3 days later, I was in a horrible car accident.
Whoa.
Broke 3 bones in my back, cracked my scapula, bruised a lung, nearly died. I never really put 2 and 2 together until I read this question.
Wow.
Or it's a car accident and it
yeah,
happens.
Exactly.
Like, who goes to Yahoo Answers and then has, like, life moments? They're just like, oh.
The type of people who visit Yahoo Answers.
Yeah,
like us.
Every fucking week.
This one from user Jefferson Starships wrote, wow, that's really interesting. Seriously, I find doppelgangers so fascinating. Don't mean to scare you, but some people say that if you see your doppelganger, it means you will die soon. Some royal girl, forgot her name, from like ages ago. Apparently, the person who wrote this was obviously 13.
Oh.
From like ages ago, apparently saw her doppelganger pointing at the sea just weeks before she died in a boat accident in that sea. But I would worry about that since this was years ago you saw it, though they are commonly related with death. But I suggest that if you ever see this cup you doppelganger was looking at, stay away. I don't know. That's just poor English.
That was written by me. Just kidding.
These are kind of long. I'll do one last one. This is from user Jude. We are all created out of energy or something, while not our physical forms. Scary that you saw yourself. People tell me they see me. One girls could swear she saw me walking in the mall. Weird. One theory is that we are energy creatures. We leave large amounts of energies everywhere.
It's called poop.
Like one of the previous answers explains, you must have left a large amount of your impression into that space.
I did. I had some Taco Bell.
Reaching the water.
Or while you were dreaming, you must had a really emotional dream that created your other self. This has some possibilities on how people perceive ghosts. Another theory is that Stephen Hawking once said that we're living in a world with many parallel universes, sight to sight. You might just have had a glance to one of your parallel selves. Either way you spin it, that would scare the crap out of me.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's been your Yahoo Answers.
Have any of you guys ever seen a doppelganger of somebody?
Yes.
No story? Just yes?
I'm trying to, that's interesting. So you're saying like anybody, right? Like,
I saw somebody who looked just like my grandfather, and this was after he had passed away.
Ooh.
A number of years after he had passed away, and I felt sudden hit of happiness and then
sorrow.
Sorrow that it wasn't my grandfather.
I mean, realistically, I've had times where I've thought I've seen, I think it's my dad, my stepdad, and he's alive still, but there's times where I swear I've seen him, you know, out and about, but.
I don't know. There's a lot of Midwest dads that look just like your dad.
Yeah.
Like balding, old shirt, tucked into like light wash jeans.
I think it's.
New Balance tennis shoes.
I think if you were to see some random guy, just randomly generate some dude, it'd be easy to say, well, yeah, a lot of people look like that dude, but it's like when it's someone your family member,
right?
It's somebody you've seen growing up. Like, I think you can spot them out and like there's something different.
Everybody says, oh, I look like somebody they've seen before. Every goth looks the same. I'm just saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
They're like Zooey Deschanel, and
I always feel like I see people that look like Scott because Scott also looks a lot like Jack White. So I see a lot of the similar Jack White kind of vibe, or even like the Keanu kind of early Keanu face.
Whoa. Dracula.
Wow. Anyway, well, unless we had more to add to that.
No, I was just going to say, it was when I was in high school, I had a friend of mine who had gone up to the mall, and she called me and said, "Hey, where are you?" And I'm like, "Why? What's going on?" She goes, "Well, I just saw you in Kohl's. Where, what part of the store are you? And I want to come say hi." And I was like, "I'm at home." And she was like, no, I swear to God, I just saw you. And she took a picture with her phone and sent it to me. Of course, this was like 2006. So it was like
pixels.
It was just blurry pixels and blonde hair. I was like, oh, she was like convinced that it was me. She said she looked just like you. So apparently in like the Granville area.
You have the Granville mom look.
Yeah, apparently.
It's my next excuse for calling in and going somewhere and someone seeing me. Doppelganger.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
That's a bad omen, bro. Shouldn't have been paying so much goddamn attention to me. I know I'm hot. Anyway, suck it. It's time for a verdict. In one corner.
Eight of us.
You have to figure out which one's evil.
He's be like four podcasters you know and love and trust. And the other corner, four podcasters you
hate and distrust. Yes.
We've got Wah Ryan, Wah Josh, Waperl, and Wary.
Lario.
Wary. And Wyan.
Yeah.
Wash.
Yep.
Oh, Wash.
And they're all wanting to be us, but we can only be the original.
That's right. The OGs.
So we have to ask ourselves, do we think that doppelgangers are real? Anybody who wants to go first, or I'll go first?
I can go. Hello.
Oh, wow. Look at us.
April 1st, because that's the first time I've heard her go first in a while.
I think my personal opinion is there are too many people on this planet for there not to be some like repetitive combinations of appearance. You know what I mean? I'm sure that not even just like in the whole universe, but like in this city, there's someone walking around who has my body type, who has blonde hair, who has glasses and blue eyes and looks very similar to me. I think it would be silly to think that you are so unique that there's not someone walking around the planet who looks very, very similar to you.
Stephen Hawking disagrees with you.
He's dead. So,
yeah.
I win.
You all win. Way to go.
Yeah, well, yeah, I live Stephen Hawking. I don't know, but like that.
Why do you sound like a film from the 30s?
I just feel like Stephen Hawking was always rolling around and he was like,
literally,
they see me rolling, they hating.
And then he says, look down. And then they look down and they see the circle. He's got the circle on his dick, like holding it over his dick. And he's like, ha, 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 ha. Fuck you, bitch.
Come on, work. Work with me here. Well, that's not working. Check.
I know. Check. Stephen Hawking, check. Roll two, roll one, roll three. I'm dead. Fuck my maid. Oops.
Pregnant.
Still shooting big old loads. Stephen Hawking. Oh, I cheated on my wife. I can't move anything but my dick. This is a weird world to be a
rubber pig. There we go. All right. I don't know why that wasn't working.
Check. Oh, well. Fuck it.
Do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
All right. So April says that it's totally possible.
I don't think that they're like entities, supernatural entities that are evil. Or I think it's just like that's the way numbers work. Like there are only,
it's science.
Yeah, it's science. There are only so many identifying features of the human anatomy that, you know, once you count them all up, they're, like, there are only a certain number of combinations that there can be. Like, eventually there's going to be someone who looks similar to you.
You have your doppelganger.
Yeah.
This guy with penis looks just like yours.
I have a question.
Doppeldonger.
Yeah. I have a question to add at the end, but I want everybody to answer first. Okay. So who wants to go next?
I will. I don't think there's, I mean, unless you count twins as a doppelganger, but
like a perfect copy of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people have like a look, like lots of people have a look. Like there is the NASCAR trailer woman look that's like got the missing teeth and like they all look kind of similar.
Like, and wearing the free t-shirt that, that they got from the t-shirt cannon at their local football game.
Hey, Marissa, NASCAR. I was at the race the other day. I swear to God, I found my doppelganger. Her name was Sally. She unfortunately had a tooth on her bottom jaw. I thought we were sisters. I was going to let her smell my asshole.
What?
Because that's what dogs do, and that's what I am.
Yeehaw! I thought I saw.
Much love to anybody.
Who sniffs assholes. Much love. Oh.
Assholes are great things.
Did y'all see them cars driving on the track? I swear they all be doppelgangers. They're doppelgangers because they all looks the same.
God bless dealer and heart. I saw a doppelganger. Girl heart.
Is anybody here gonna clean up that mess? You know the one after the little guy smelled the big woman's butthole? Things got out of control when the chickens flew the coop.
Yeah, this podcast got out of control.
Anyway, so Larry says no. April says yes.
No. Well,
Josh?
I'm going to agree. I want to say yes, but the fact is if all of every man were or every woman were to shave their head, shave their face, and we were down to just that, like facial features, you can only go so far with what, especially when there are, you know, millions and millions of people on this planet. And so, you know, at one point, I mean, I'm kind of growing out hair now, but like bald with a big ass beard. Come on. A lot of guys in just this town have that look. So it's,
there's it's, also variations of
the cat got out.
Really? No.
Aaron says as soon as she opened the door, the cat booked it.
Okay. This cat's being a cunt. So regardless of what happens, like you just have to remember in this moment.
She got all the way to the picnic table before I picked her up by her
tail. Oh, no.
She's now sitting by the back door just meowing pitifully. Outdoors is like crack to this cat.
Apparently.
Sorry,
Sign up for our Patreon if you want behind the scenes exclusives about our real lives.
Shit. So yeah, that's my thing. I'd love to say yes, but it's just it's science,
right? Like you go genetically from each, you know, country, they're gonna have a look,
right?
Sure, and yeah, you could have two people that look really really close, but you know maybe this person has like an extra
penis
5% English blood in them, and this person has 5% more Russian.
Whatever your creative character and slider so, like, the settings are.
The nose might be a little bit longer. You know, their penis might be a little more crooked. I don't know. But that's
a crooked penis. What does he work on Wall Street?
Periscope up.
Jesus. So yeah, it's just this is science stepping in. I think it'd be crazy though. It'd be really cool to find your own doppelganger.
I thought you were gonna say it'd be really cool to find your own penis.
Wouldn't it be crazy to have a penis that's like one of those fun straws? It's like
goes. What would you do if you were walking down the hallway at night and it was dark and you just saw a little spire of light come from the ceiling and then slowly yet surely a hard doppelganger of your penis erected itself from? Would you just go, no!
Bad doppeldonger.
Bad double ding, ding dong. Get back to the shadow realm. I can't deal with you. I've already got one of you. If I had two of you, I'd be really fucked.
What about a doppel beaver?
What I hope you get a pube stuck in you. That shit hurts.
I would love two pussies around. I'm going to go with I believe in it. I think there's multiverses. I think that honestly.
Oh my gosh.
In different countries and different
forms. I'm getting Ryan tinfoil for his.
I think that it's possible. I think that there's people in different countries that could look like me. Maybe that the one guy that looks like me also has a huge beard.
Is evil going on?
No. I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying on the base. Okay. I don't think it's an evil thing.
Okay.
I think there's people that do look like us if we roll the genetics.
Yes, I do believe that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking doppelganger, the evil.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Whole thing.
Well, that's the case. Then, yeah, I was on the edge of agreeing with that anyways, because I, spoilers for now, you know what?
If there's infinite universes, though, then it becomes like one of those things where it's like, yeah, there's a version of me dressed like Garfield fucking a cat somewhere. Unfortunately,
hey, John.
I'm not into that.
All right, mate, lasagna.
Got my penis stuck in a cat again. Feed me lasagna.
Lasagna feeding cats. To John.
Hey, John.
Anyway, Odie, so yeah.
Barfed again.
Most of us agree. It's almost a full agreement. It's been a fun episode. That's your verdict. Guys, that's our episode.
Is it?
Like I said, about an hour and 10. We went a little over, but our break was a little
What if
longer.
There's another episode out here just like this?
What if
by different people?
What if somewhere else in the universe there are four podcasters
who you know and love and don't trust,
and they talk like this?
I was in. I was
in a cough drop.
Yes.
What the fuck was that?
Those are the four of us all talking at the same time.
Those are drunk people.
I was in a cough drop.
All I hear is April.
I know. Cough drop. God, I sound so Midwestern.
I was in. I was in a
cough drop.
Contract. That's all I hear.
Crop top, ranch flavored. Ranch flavored crop top.
Is that what she said?
I don't know.
I was in. I was like, that's not
cough drop.
All I hear is like Polynesian cough drop. I said,
band name.
I need an apology and a cough drop. I don't know. I don't even know what that was.
All four of us were
to.
Just. I don't.
We're on fire.
That was bad. That
Do you know was, what episode yes. that was?
No, I can't recall.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Hopefully it never happens again.
Well, guess what? If you're clued into our Patreon, you would know all the haps behind the scenes. And at this point, we just did a twitch.tv/bobomay, and we hope you enjoyed that live stream.
Oh,
please.
It was great. So much fun seeing and oh, also.
I can't believe Ryan did.
Mm-hmm.
Skylar was there. What up, Skylar?
Yeah. I'm sure she will be.
Yeah.
I really loved when Collier said.
Yeah, and I thought it was hilarious when all of a sudden I drank a beer.
Nobody was surprised.
We all rolled our eyes when Josh said.
Yep.
It was really crazy when April did that thing with her tongue, though.
Yeah. Anyway, I bring that up because we want to do future live streams and hang out with you guys. If you guys are into it, please join our Facebook group. Closed Facebook group. Take just a second. We add you. It's totally cool. Then you can post all the memes and all the things. Like our friend John Hodges. He's great.
Yep.
Also, I should say this first and foremost, realistically, this episode drops on the last day of September, which means our episode, which just finished its vote cycle for our Facebook fans, is the Unabomber. So next week's episode is the Unabomber, which is going to be a big episode. In fact, I would say to Larry and my crew, we should probably plan on just doing that episode that night because it's going to be a 2-hour thick one.
Okay.
And so you probably already saw we put the mail sack thing up, but if you haven't, go on
perfect
to...
Perfect time to jump onto our Facebook and
add, our private group.
And it's in our private group where we do the mail sack. So add join the closed
conspiracy
group.
Conspiracy T Show also. Why not tweet some mail sack questions?
Yeah. Tweet us a mail sack question at conspiracy T Show. Email us at conspiracytherapyshow@gmail.com.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah, send us a raven.
Call. Send us a postcard. That
oh,
would take
you could also call us and ask us a question, or just say, like, hey, Josh, leave you us are
a,
great.
Yeah, leave us a voicemail.
937-504-9504.
Or the best way to really get our attention is leave us a 5-star review as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or show up at the door. Even just, no, don't show up.
It'd be creepy, but it would be effective.
I mean, if you're a fan, that's cool. But if you look like, I don't know, like Pennywise, it might be a little alarming.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Josh's butt just shut right then.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of butt talk on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I'm missing my ex. I'm so sad.
Just kidding.
No, I'm here to have fun and use my mind and be an engaged individual. They say all endings are actually secret beginnings. So no worries for this man.
I love pussy.
I'll find another. That's been your episode. We'll see you next week in another episode of Conspiracy Therapy. What should I say something?
Anybody else have any?
Oh, shit. Does anybody else have anything they want to throw out there before we end this?
I can poop, poop, poop. I can drop some brown. It's all around. It's dropping down. I don't have kids coming in with a picture. Get out, interrupted coiler. Coming at your butt.
I'm glad Larry reminded me there was a song. All right. With that said, we'll see you next week in another episode of Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Have a great one, guys.
Presentation of Beer City Media.